Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3501BN. Today's date is November 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Trying to Form Shadow Government. Think DOJ and FBI cleaning. This time, it's different. Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. We knew from the very, very beginning the deep state was going to fight back. We knew that they weren't just going to say, "Hey, by the way, you guys won. All right, we'll wait another 4 years and hopefully we can give it another shot after Trump reverses everything that we did and shows the people that the country's absolutely incredible. The economy's incredible. There's no wars." So we know that the deep state, they're going to do something, because if they wait for 4 years and they allow Trump to do everything that he was going to do, that he said he was going to do, where he was going to make the economy great, remove the taxes, most likely get rid of the private central bank system, have peace around the world, close the borders, rebuild the infrastructure in this country, bring back the jobs. If he was going to do all that within 4 years, do you think the D's would have any chance in coming back? Because now the people would see a very, very big difference. Even the D's, those people that are Democrat, they would see a very, very big difference. And they would say, "You know something, I really don't want to go back to that. I really like my life right now. I mean, the currency doesn't lose value. We have great jobs. There's no crime, very little bit. There's no wars across the globe. The borders are secure. I mean, this is absolutely incredible." So do you really think the deep state is going to wait for that? Most likely not. They're going to fight back with everything that they have. And Trump, we need to remember, within these 4 years, he needs not just to put the country on the right track, but he needs to remove the deep state players. And the only way to do that is to bring in people that are going to clean out the DOJ, going to clean out the FBI, clean out the CDC, the FDA, and all the other agencies. Because without cleaning, especially the DOJ and the FBI, how are we going to have justice? We can't have justice. It's completely and utterly impossible. And we can see already the deep state players are ready to fight back. They're already starting the wrap-up smear campaign. Remember Nancy Pelosi talking about that? News article comes out saying, "Hey, someone sexually molested somebody." Then you have government look into it, like the ethics committee. Then they put out a report. Then the news reports on that. It's the wrap-up smear tactic that they use. And we could see they're already starting to use this on Getz. They're already starting to use this on Hegseth. And what do you think is going to happen with the rest of the individuals that Trump appointed? They're going to use the same exact thing, because remember, their entire mission is to keep these people out of the DOJ, out of the FBI, out of the FDA, the CDC, out of all of these different agencies. So right now, the deep state players, they're trying to empower those individuals in these agencies with power that's above the president. Now, can they do this? No. I mean, they could try. They can pass whatever they can try to pass. They could do whatever they possibly can. But again, you know, these agencies, those individuals within these agencies, they're going to fight back with everything they have. We saw this during his first term. Secondly, now we have those members of Congress. They're on the floor, and these are these. They're trying to form a shadow government. They're out there saying, well, if Trump gets in and he's the attorney general, we're going to set up our own attorney general, and that's going to be Adam Schiff. So they're setting up a shadow government. Isn't this, what do they call it? Oh, that's right. An insurrection? Is this really the path that they're going down right now? Are they really prepared and ready to set up a shadow government, have an insurrection? Because once they do this, their entire party, it's game over for them. I mean, did Trump do this? Did Trump set up an attorney general while they were in power? No, he didn't. Did he match every single position that Biden put into place? No, but the D's, they're going to try to do this. They're going to try to set up a separate government within the government. Isn't this like an insurgency, insurrection all in one? Yeah, it's starting to seem that way. But this time, it's very, very different. Because this time, Trump has the popular vote. He has electoral college, and the people are behind him. And this time, it's going to fail. And it's going to fail big. And why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? And I think in the end, they're going to destroy themselves. They're going to give it their best go. It's going to be a fight to the very, very end. And you can see they're planning many, many different things. I do believe they have a multi-level plan to try to stop Trump. Their first stage of the plan is to make sure he doesn't get into office. If he gets past this, which I do believe he's going to get past this, no problem whatsoever, but they will try probably on January 6th, January 20th. Once he gets past this and he's inaugurated and everything they do has failed, they will move to the next level where they'll probably use the wrap-up smear campaign to try to keep Trump's picks out of these positions that he has them slated for. They will do whatever they possibly can to make sure this doesn't happen. But I do believe, like we discussed yesterday, he has a multi-level plan to bypass all of that. Once all this fails, they will probably then start to set up a shadow government and they'll fight back in that way. But in the end, it's not going to work. It will fall apart and they will be exposed as insurrectionists. Because remember, last time they had the fake news with them. They had the people with them, except for the people that voted for Trump. And they had the entire apparatus on their side. This time it's very, very different. Nobody listening to the fake news anymore. Actually, most of the people are being laid off. Others are, it's going out of business. They're selling off MSNBC. So they're going to have a very, very difficult time trying to keep that narrative. And they're going to have a very difficult time trying to convince the people that Trump, everything that he's doing is bad, because no one's going to be listening. Because what did people do? They went to other places to find their information. So this time it's different. Secondly, Trump is not listening to the deep state players. Last time they handed him the people and said, this is who you're going to get. That's who you're going to get. This time he's like, no, I will pick them. Most of them are going to be outsiders. Most of them are going to be patriots. I'm going to use some people for what I need them for, like he always does. He's going to do some fake outs here and there. And you're not going to be involved in the transition. I don't want the FBI involved. I don't want them to do a background check. I'll probably do it with a private company. And he will bypass everything that they're trying to do, which means he will be in control of what's happening. And this is when they'll start to implement everything to try to stop him. And we could see they're multi-level plan to stop him. He has a multi-level plan to counter everything that they're trying to do. And I think in the end, their entire plan is not going to work whatsoever. And in the end, they're going to be limping along and they're not going to be able to take control after the 4 years whatsoever. Because once people experience what Trump is about to do, the jig is up. It's over. And they won't be able to do anything. They will not be able to control the next 4 years after Trump and probably the 4 years after that. I mean, they'll always try to come back. Don't get me wrong. Because you have to remember, these people are evil. They always try to come back. I mean, if you look at the private central bank system in this country, we're on the third one. They always try to come back. They always try to infiltrate. They wait for the people to sleep. They wait for the people where they're not paying attention anymore. And this is why we always have to be paying attention, because we don't want to end up where we are today with this deep state apparatus where we had a fight to get it all back. I mean, our founding fathers, they told us that every 200 years or so, we're going to have to fight for our freedom. And here we are fighting for our freedom. And I do believe we've won getting Trump back in, and we're going to win the rest of the way. And like Vivek says, we didn't win yet. We just got Trump where we needed him to be. We're at the start line now. Now is the time. We have 4 years to do this. We have 4 years to go head to head with the deep state players and actually destroy them and destroy their policies, destroy everything that they have done to this country. And we need accountability, because without that, without going after these people, they can just come back and reverse everything that Trump has done. We saw that. Trump was in the White House from 2016 to 2020. As soon as Biden came in, what did he do? He reversed every single thing he did and made everything worse. And what did the people see? They saw, holy crap, that was a Band-Aid fix. What Trump did, where he gave us low fuel prices, jobs, low inflation, secure border, peace around the world, that was just a Band-Aid fix, because it was very, very easy for them just to undo it all. So if we don't go after these people, if we don't have accountability, we're back to square one. That's why these 4 years are very, very important. This is why we fought from 2016 to 2024 to get Trump in this position. Now it's time to take it to the next level. And I do believe we are going to take it to the next level. The war isn't over. We have won many, many battles. We need to win the war, which I do believe we're going to. And we're going to be talking about what the deep state is trying to do, what these are trying to do, and how it's completely different this time. But let's look at all the people that are leaving X. I mean, Stephen King is the latest, where he's saying, you know what? X is too toxic. I got to leave. Let them all leave. You know what's funny? All the advertisers are coming back now to X. So these people can leave. It's not really that big of a deal. I don't know if anyone's going to really miss them. But let them go to another platform. And you know what's going to happen? As time goes on, they're going to say, you know what? I need to bring my account back up. Because where I went, there's no interaction. Nobody's doing anything. It's a waste of time. And I liked X a lot better. And I do believe that all these people that said they're leaving, it's a nice stunt. Watch them all come back. Because sooner or later, they're going to realize that nobody cares. Nobody cares that you left. And they're going to bend a knee and they're going to say, okay, I'm coming back. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is, remember when Chris Wallace came out and said, hey, I'm leaving CNN. I'm going to start up a podcast and I think this is going to be better for me. Well, he lied to the public. He was the first one to be laid off. He didn't just leave. They got rid of him. Isn't that interesting? And now it looks like he's selling his DC house. So right there, they can't even tell the truth of what really happened to them. Unbelievable. All they do is lie. And when you really look at it now, you can see the fake news is no longer the news. Who has become the news? We all have. All the digital soldiers. And what's very interesting, Chicago One Ray put this out, is that Trump is going to give credentials to podcasters, YouTubers, and social media influencers as part of the White House briefing room. So you can imagine Steve Bannon there, Nelk Boy, Joe Rogan, Dan Bongino sitting in the front row, and Fox News, ABC, CNN, and CBS are sitting in the back. We are the news now. And boy, has things changed. Unbelievable. And the other thing that's really interesting, remember that individual from FEMA who was directing people not to go to houses with Trump signs? Well, what's very interesting is that she's saying that it came from up above. A lot of the people in FEMA, they were following that directive. But she actually admitted something else when she was on Fox News. And Tracy Beans put this out on X and said the following. Everyone is missing what this woman is doing. She's saying that Trump supporters are inherently violent and that it's FEMA policy not to go where they are scared. No one is calling her out on this as she sits there deadpan explaining it. And that's exactly what she was saying. She was comparing it to like, oh, if you had a wild dog in the yard and there was a sign that said dog, we're not going to approach that house. So they saw the sign that says we're Trump supporters and they're saying Trump supporters are violent. Well, Trump supporters aren't violent. Actually, it's the other side. We've seen a lot more violence on the other side than on the Trump supporter side. And what's very interesting is that the Attorney General Ashley Moody, she is now taking legal action against current and former Federal Emergency Management Agency officials for conspiracy to discriminate against Florida hurricane victims who support Trump. And that is a form of discrimination. And I do believe this goes all the way back up to Mayorkas, because once again, if you notice, all these different agencies, Secret Service, the Border Patrol, FEMA, it's all under him. Where do you think all these instructions are coming from? Yes, you might have low-level people that are saying, I agree with you, I'm on board because it's DEI. But again, you could see that he's the master of all of this. And it always goes back to him, which is very, very interesting. Now, we know that he opened the borders. We know that he lied to Congress where he said the borders are secure. I mean, everyone saw it with their own two eyes. They saw that the border is not secure. It's very interesting because the first 2-3 years, they said the border was secure. Then all of a sudden they said it wasn't secure and we need to pass a bill where we can have a fast track to make all the illegal citizens. So they told us it was secure. Then they told us it wasn't secure because they just wanted to make all the illegal citizens. It's absolutely unbelievable. But you could see as Tom Homan comes in and he keeps telling people, we're going to be deporting, we're going to be going after you. There are certain individuals, especially in the blue areas, where they're going to protect the illegals as best they possibly can. And I do believe that you're going to see a lot of cities probably apply to be sanctuary cities to protect the illegals. But this is not going to stop the deportation. Out in Los Angeles, the mayor there is pushing for official sanctuary city status before Trump assumes office. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of other blue cities decide, you know something, we need to become sanctuary cities and we need to hide all the illegals there and make sure that nobody touches them. But again, Tom Homan, he's actually going to push through all of this. He doesn't need their help because they have a completely different mandate. Actually, number one, they have a mandate from the people. Number two, they will have another mandate, which is the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. So once again, whatever they're trying to do is not going to work. Trump knew that they would push back. Tom Homan knows they're going to push back, but we're going to push even harder. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the deep state players, they've been trying to control what we say from the very, very beginning. And we know that that cannot happen here in the United States. Why? Because we have the Constitution and we are born with the rights, the right to free speech, the right to own a weapon. And in other countries, we could see they don't have that rights. And what's very interesting, you're really starting to see what it's like when you don't have these rights, especially when you don't go along with what the tyrannical government wants you to do or what they want you to say. And we saw this British individual say something and the tyrannical government said, hey, by the way, you're not allowed to say that. We're going to have to fine you. Reminds me of Demolition Man. Now, out in Britain, we see that there's a journalist at the Telegraph. This individual is under investigation by the British police for alleged hate crime. Kevin Bass put this out and said, the hate crime is a year-old social media post. She hasn't been allowed to know what the post is. She hasn't been allowed to know who her accuser or is who's the victim. She doesn't know anything, but they're investigating her for this. They're probably going to fine her, maybe even throw her in prison. This is what it's like when you don't have rights. And this is just the beginning. What do you think is going to happen as time goes on? That's why it's very, very different here in this country than any other country. The government there gave you privileges out in Australia, New Zealand. They pretended it was like the Constitution of the United States, but it isn't. The Constitution here was created by the people. Our founding fathers knew that privileges could be taken away. That's why they specifically, purposely made rights. You were born with it, and God gave you those rights. So government cannot take them away. And this really trapped the tyrannical governments. It really screwed them up because they always like to use privileges where they can give it, they could take it away. And you could see that very, very clearly in other countries. But here, it cannot work. And every time the people, the Constitution, will always win. And we've seen that time and time again. And hate speech, they will not be able to actually implement that here in this country. Even though we had the World Economic Forum, we had the EU saying hate speech laws are coming to America. It's completely and utterly impossible. And the only way it could happen is if the people allowed it to happen. And that's what really what they were trying to do. And that's why Trump needed to wake up the population. He needed the population to see it all. And now the population is awake. And now it's impossible for the deep state players to push this type of agenda. So what are they going to do? They're going to push other agendas. This is what they always do. Are they going to try to push war? I do believe they'll try to push war up until the time Trump comes into office. Right now we have the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. He is now ordering kamikaze drones. Now, why would he need those? That's very, very interesting. Plus, we have now Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He announced every dollar we have at our disposal will be pushed to Ukraine between now and January 20th. Why is there such a rush to push all this money into Ukraine? I know there's a lot of money laundering going on, but are they trying to kick something else off? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see. But again, it really doesn't matter because Trump, he has the secret weapon. It's called peace. Putin's on board. Xi's on board. Zelensky is on board. So whatever they're trying to do, whatever false flag they're going to attempt, it's not going to work. They will try, but they will fail. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that now that Trump was elected, the Pentagon is scrambling, wiping evidence of DEI as Trump is ready to go after those woke generals, which means he's going to fire the woke generals. Ted put this out and said, remove the top cover. No one is safe. Indeed, a member of the Trump transition team has already begun reaching out to troop advocates for names, including Army whistleblowers, retired Green Beret Lieutenant Colonel Doc Pete Chambers. Chambers served for 39 years in the Army and retired after he was told not to give his troops informed consent for the COVID vaccine. Also working on gathering names is another Army whistleblower, retired Army Chief Warrant Officer 2 Samuel Shumate, who was investigated by woke officers for running a whistleblower website and his advocacy for troops who did not want the COVID vaccine. One source compared it to a hornet's nest being kicked over and that DEI pages are starting to disappear off the main websites. They're being archived as we speak. They're full bore focused on cleaning up anything DEI related. Another source said people are trying to find out if there are on the list to be cut. They're in panic mode right now. And they're trying to clean everything up. Remember, the cover-up always gets you in the end. Is this going to work out well for them? I don't think so. The other thing that's really interesting is that AOC, she removed her pronouns from her profile on X. Wasn't she really proud of her profiles, pronouns? Why did she remove that? That's very, very interesting. But we could see that Trump, he's prepared and ready to help the veterans. And he made a pick who's going to be running the United States Veterans Affairs, and that is Doug Collins. And he has put him in this position to help the veterans. And remember, Trump already let us know that the money that was going to illegals, that's going to be diverted to the veterans to help all our veterans, which I think is an incredible, incredible thing. And this should have been done a long time ago. But again, when you have a tyrannical government and they're pushing their tyrannical agenda, they don't care about the American people. They only care about their agenda. They only care about making money. And they only care about destroying this country. And I think it's, as Nancy Pelosi would say, self-evident that you can actually really see that. Now, the other thing that people see is that the bioweapon causes harm to we the people. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said a majority, 55% of American adults, believe it is likely that the side effects of COVID-19 vaccines have caused a significant number of unexplained deaths, up from 53% in January. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has just been appointed to his position, he's going to be investigating all this, and he's going to hold these people accountable. Now, again, what are these people going to try to do? They're going to try to cover all of it up. I mean, look what happened when Fauci had to testify. He lied every step of the way. Now, I'm saddened to say, but quite clearly, we are living in a new realm of tyranny. There's been a second assassination attempt on our president, and coincidentally, the shooter appeared in a BlackRock commercial just like the first shooter, Thomas Crooks. Coincidence or symbolism? Might they be protecting their investment in Ukraine? After all, they're the ones that are going to be in charge of the reconstruction of the country once the war is over. Additionally, they are the largest investors in the three largest pharmaceutical companies, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer. They already jabbed us with an experimental vaccine with ramped up prices. Just like they're trying to take down Trump, they're also trying to take away your health freedoms. That is what happens when you have a healthcare system that favors profits over people, and when three-letter agencies have weaponized against the people that were sworn to protect. Now their second target, NMN. Now they want to turn NMN into the first prescription anti-aging drug, monopolize the market, and ramp up the prices. Why? Because NMN works. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study, which you can check out, showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults. This thing has been dubbed the limitless pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's the fountain of youth in a bottle. The FDA is attempting to change the status of NMN supplements to be classified as a drug, which would allow pharmaceutical companies to control. This move is not based on the efficacy or safety of NMN, but it is aimed at cornering the market and taking the supplement away from you. Just last week, Black Forest, alongside the NPA, Natural Product Association, sued the FDA for trying to take away such a powerful supplement from the hands of the American people. In times like these, we need to be vigilant, we need to be prepared, and most importantly, we need to take control of our health, because if we don't, they will. So arm yourself with knowledge, stock up on NMN, and let's show them that we won't be silenced or subdued. We're in this together, and together we'll rise above. These guys are fighters. They're standing up for what's right. I'm asking them if they could offer a special deal for tonight, especially since we're diving deep into these topics. They agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48-hour deal. This stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. I want to thank Antonio and the Black Forest team for fighting for our health freedoms head on. Let's vote with our dollars and show them that we support companies that stand with our values and we're willing to fight the powers that be. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/X22 or just click the link in the description. And when the Congress ordered documentation, he stalled. He didn't want to hand it over. And what's very interesting, and Representative James Comer put this out, is that Fauci's senior advisor, Dr. David Morans, is still employed by NIH, despite evidence showing he deleted emails, avoided the Freedom of Information Act request, violated policy, and lied to Congress. So that is very, very interesting. And they're going to get to the bottom of this, because Trump, he just announced that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's going to be the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump, he put this out and said, for too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health. The safety and health of all Americans is the most important role of any administration, and HHS will play a big role in helping ensure that everybody will be protected from harmful chemicals, pollutants, pesticides, pharmaceutical products, and food additives that have contributed to the overwhelming health crisis in this country. Mr. Kennedy will restore these agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and beacons of transparency to end the chronic disease epidemic and to make America great and healthy again. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that we could see is the deep state players. They are building all different narratives, and it looks like they're planning a multi-level agenda here to try to take back control. We knew from the very, very beginning, the deep state players, they weren't just going to go quietly. We knew that they were going to fight back with everything that they had. And again, they have to stop Trump from getting into office, and they have to try to stop Trump from implementing his plan to take back this country. And you could see they're already starting to do this. What's very interesting is that the FBI in Houston, they arrested a man plotting a 9/11 style terror attack. So they announced that they arrested a 20-year-old Anas Saeed at his apartment in Houston on November 8th for plotting a terror attack. And he was going to wear explosives, and he was going to, I guess, go to military bases and create a explosion there, which was going to bring down the military base, which is very, very interesting that he was going to do this. Now, are they building a narrative? Are they trying to push certain individuals into doing something like this? Because they like to tell you ahead of time what's coming. And once again, we know the FBI has been telling us that false flags are coming. I mean, they don't say false flags, but we know events are headed our way. So I think they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to create chaos as we approach January 6th and January 20th. Now, this is not to scare people or anything like that, but we need to be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us. Now, hopefully nothing happens and everything is great. That would be fantastic. But again, we know how they play. So we need to be aware that when we see something happen, that it is a false flag event. It is something that they're pushing. Because if we talk about it ahead of time and other people talk about it, it actually kind of destroys their plan, doesn't it? Because if everyone's talking about it and they're going to do it, everyone's going to say, well, we just talked about it and now you're doing it. We know that you're the ones who actually came up with this plan. And this is how we stop them. Sometimes you have to be transparent about all of this. But think about what happened on January 6th of 2021, where the deep state had an insurrection against Trump. Because remember, he was the sitting president. And they decided to arrest all those people that decided to go into the Capitol to look around because they allowed them in there. They opened the doors for everybody. We didn't knock down the doors, destroy everything in there. That was the deep state players. They're the ones who did that. And they started to arrest people to say, don't ever question our elections again. And they were sending messages to the American people. Now we can see that Trump is now going to be the president. He's president-elect right now. And the judges, they have postponed all hearings because they know that Trump can pardon all of these individuals. So their entire plan is going to be flushed down the toilet like in with a snap of a finger. Marina Medvin put this out and said, let's talk presidential powers. For federal criminal cases, the president has the power to commute sentences, pardon in full, dismiss pending cases, and even order the cessation of active criminal investigations. Trump can do all of this at 12 noon on January 20th. An example of a president exercising these broad powers is Jimmy Carter. On January 21st, 1977, Carter issued a blanket pardon to Vietnam War draft evaders, covering both those already convicted and those who had not yet been convicted. For active cases, he ordered the dismissal of prosecutions for individuals not yet charged. Carter directed the cessation of criminal investigation. So yes, Trump can do all of this from day one, which I do believe most likely he will. He's already said he's going to do it. So everything the deep state has tried to do, everything they tried to do to we the people is going to come to an end just like that. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Oprah Winfrey, she is trying to explain why Kamala Harris paid Harpo Productions $1 million. And now she's saying that was used for the lights, the cameras, the microphones, the crew, and everything else to have Kamala's town hall. But the interesting thing about this is that the person being interviewed doesn't pay for it. The interviewer pays for all of that to get that person on there. So this argument, this spinning of the narrative is not going to work whatsoever. And isn't Oprah a billionaire? She couldn't handle this? I mean, I guess it's almost like when she was asking for donations in Hawaii with The Rock and everyone started to call her out and like, aren't you two billionaires? I mean, you're really asking money from people that are struggling right now? And all of that came to a screeching halt where people are like, enough is enough with these people. And the same thing with this. They did the same exact thing here. And isn't this unethical? I do believe so. Very interesting. Now, Nancy Pelosi, she decided that she's going to run for re-election at 84 years old. Remember when she keeps saying that Trump is too old? I think she's too old. But again, they don't want to give up power. They're going to push and push and push. How do we know this? Because Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he says, no, we're going full speed ahead in confirming the judges before the new Congress begins. And he said, we already confirmed Kathy Fung as judge of the U.S. Tax Court. We confirmed David Huitema for director of the Office for Government Ethics. We'll advance Embry-Kidd's judicial nomination to the 11th Circuit. So they're going to try to push to get these individuals confirmed before Trump comes in. Now, once again, we know the Republicans are going to push back, but who controls the Senate? Well, that is the D's. We'll have to see how that all plays out. That's going to be very, very interesting. Now, since Trump is coming into the White House, we can see the cover-up has begun. We see that NARA right now, they're working very hard to purge the federal records. Michael Waller put this out and said, word is that the National Archives and Records Administration have been working hard to purge federal records and make it all look clean. In July, NARA's number two man, Chief Records Officer Lawrence Brewer, took a demotion and transferred to DOJ to direct the Office of Records Management Policy. This appears intended to give the DOJ's record management program credibility and cover up the DOJ's egregious Federal Records Act violation and crimes of the last several years. One can expect a very compelling argument that the DOJ has been complying with the FRA and other records management requirements, and it won't be true. No matter what they do, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they will find out the real information, just like everything else. Because, again, just because you're covering it up doesn't mean it's going to work. I mean, look what happened with the Unselect Committee. The evidence was being produced. We knew what they covered up. And even if they're deleting something, it's not always deleted, as we know. And we could see the deep state players, they were trying to get their individuals in the Senate, in the House, and the lower level elections, they were trying to manipulate them. I mean, we could see that definitely out in Arizona. Kerry Lake lost. And once again, Richard was involved in that, in manipulating the election. Number two, we see it happening out in Wisconsin. Number three, we see it in Pennsylvania. McCormick was the winner. Mark Elias, Casey, they went all out to cheat in front of everyone. And everyone saw it. But now the decision desk, they officially called the Pennsylvania Senate race for Republican Dave McCormick. So their entire push to cheat in the election has completely and utterly failed. And now they're going to be looking at Trump's picks, his nominations. And all they can talk about right now is that nobody is qualified. Nobody's qualified. Elizabeth McDonald put this out and said, as the media and Democrat attacks Trump's nominees, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Gaetz, let's take a look at how unqualified Biden's nominees are for their jobs. Xavier Becerra, HHS, not a doctor, he's a lawyer, ex-attorney general of California. Jared Bernstein, chair of Council of Economic Advisors, not an economist, bachelor's degree in music, master's in sociology. Pete Buttigieg, transportation secretary, no transportation background. Mayor of Indiana, pothole. Pete Mayorkas, DHS secretary, no security background, lawyer. Assistant U.S. Attorney, Obama Transition Team, Jennifer Granholm, energy secretary, no energy background. Michigan Governor Gina Raimondo, commerce secretary, no trade background. Governor of Rhode Island, Deb Haaland, interior secretary. New Mexico Congressman, and just for kicks, Bill Nye, the environmentalist science guy. No background in environmentalism or science. He's a mechanical engineer and a comedy writer. These people have no experience in anything. And they're questioning Trump? Very interesting. But you can see what the deep state players are planning to do. They're going to try to stop Trump, and they're going to try to set up a shadow government. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, the Biden-Harris administration is attempting to empower unelected federal bureaucrats to dictate agency policy in the incoming Trump administration. The Biden-Harris administration issued a memo directing the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy to establish a task force on scientific integrity and publish a report on federal agencies' scientific integrity policies. Recent reporting indicates that the outgoing administration is using scientific integrity to proactively respond to and hamstring the incoming Trump administration's ability to implement its own executive agendas and discredit scientific information and views that are not in keeping with the agenda. In letters to the heads of the EPA, HHS, Chairman Comer requests information to assist with the committee's investigation and ensure continued accountability within the executive branch. Now, the other thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to set up a shadow of government, which is actually an insurrection. And out on the floor in Congress, they even tell you what their plan is. Take a listen.
Weaponize the justice system against his political opponents with Matt Gaetz at the helm. We could see incoming Senator Adam Schiff as our shadow attorney general, arguing against replacing our independent prosecutors with Trump loyalists. If Trump seeks to eliminate the Department of Education, Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, a former teacher of the year, could step up as shadow education secretary to loudly defend public education in the United States. If Trump orders Marco Rubio to hand Ukraine and much of Eastern Europe to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Congressman Greg Meeks, as shadow secretary of state, could be a strong voice in support of maintaining international relationships and protecting democracy at home and abroad. Senator Michael Bennet as shadow treasury secretary, and Congresswoman Susan DelBene as shadow commerce secretary could help ensure the middle class and small businesses have a voice in government and call out Trump's proposed tax cuts for billionaires and corporations.
Kyle Becker responds to this and says, House Democrats are denying the results of the 2024 election. They're election deniers? Arrest them. Take everything that they have like they did with Giuliani. They're trying to form a shadow government to defy and undermine President Trump's authority. The Democrat Party is trying to lead an unconstitutional insurrection against Trump. Hey, by the way, this would be the second time. They tried it back in January 6, 2021. He was the sitting president. And now, once he gets into office, they're going to have another insurrection against him. Now, do you think this is going to work? Absolutely not. But they're going to try. They're going to push back with everything that they have. But I think what's going to happen as time goes on and Trump gets his people into position, remember, he has a multi-level strategy to get these people in. He's not just waiting for the confirmation. He is going to be using recess appointments. And if all else fails, he will use the MOAB, which is the Constitution. And what's very interesting is that Trump, yes, I do believe he's going to go after the deep state players. He's going to want accountability, going to follow the rule of law. But I think the attacks are going to come not straight on, but from the sides. And how do we know this? Well, Trump, he appoints his former legal defense team to key Department of Justice offices. Todd Blanche, a Department of Justice veteran and former supervisor prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, has been nominated to serve as Deputy Attorney General, the number two slot in that agency. Emile Beauvais was co-counsel with Blanche on Trump's trial. He is also a veteran federal prosecutor who served in the Southern District of New York. D. John Sauer, a former Solicitor General for Missouri and the man who won Trump's immunity case before the Supreme Court, will become the U.S. Solicitor General. And think about it, all of them combined with Matt Gaetz, this is going to be a disaster for them. And Trump said that he wants to oust Damian Williams, the U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York, and replace him with Jay Clayton, his former chairman of Securities and Exchange Commission. This is going to be very, very interesting, which means they're going to be in control of what's happening out in New York, especially with Diddy's case. Let's see how this plays out, because I do believe we're going to see a lot of information flow out from these type of cases, and the deep state players, they had control to stop it right now, but now they're not going to have that control. Now, we could see that the rhinos, they decided to go behind closed doors, had a secret meeting, and they elected John Thune to be the GOP Senate Majority Leader. And John Thune continually repeats that he's going to help, he's going to confirm, he's going to do all the right things. But again, we've heard this before. We know what they do. Hopefully, he follows through on this. Remember, the midterms are coming up, and if these people don't follow through, I don't think they will be here past past the midterms. And once again, we'll have to see if he does the right thing. But there's a lot of evidence that's pointing against him, and that has to do with who his chief of staff is. Laura Loomer put this out and said, Trump hater Paul Ryan, who refused to attend the RNC convention when Trump was chosen as a GOP nominee, now has his acolyte serving as chief of staff to the new Senate GOP leader in the second Trump admin. John Thune's chief of staff, who will be his right-hand man in the U.S. Senate as he's making policy decisions that impact all our lives, is a guy by the name of Jeffrey Antel. Antel served as a top policy assistant to Paul Ryan during the entire time Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House during the first Trump administration. Paul Ryan served as the 54th Speaker of the United States House of Representatives from 2015 to 2019. During this time, he worked to undermine and obstruct Trump's agenda the entire time. In a 2022 interview, Paul Ryan referred to himself as a never again Trumper to emphasize how much he hates Trump. The U.S. Senate leadership is being loaded with Trump haters and staffers who work with rhinos during the first Trump administration to obstruct Trump in the U.S. Senate. I hate to inform you that it is about to get worse than it already is for us in the U.S. Senate, despite all of the so-called winning that so many Republicans keep posting about as they continue to remain intoxicated on the Kool-Aid. So, yes, I do believe that they're going to push back with everything that they have. But again, as they try to push back, Trump is going to bypass them. He knows that this is going to happen. It's obvious. And remember, he can use recess appointments. Actually, you know what's very interesting about recess appointments? You know who used them? Obama. Obama used recess appointments during his presidency, and he created a precedent for Trump to use recess appointments for any nominees that can get that can't get Senate approval. Do you know how many recess appointments Obama did? 32. So he bypassed the Senate. Now, I know last time they kept the Senate in session for a very, very long time. The entire presidency. They just kept one senator behind and he smashed the gavel saying, nope, we're still in session. This time it might be a little bit different because again, Trump, yes, they're going to confirm, but I think he's played it in a certain way where he has the leverage. And you could see Marco Rubio, I think he'll be confirmed very, very easily. I don't even think that'll be a problem. We'll ask him a couple questions. Yep, you're in, buddy. That leaves the Senate seat open. So now here comes Matt Gaetz. They can either say you're confirmed or DeSantis can say, okay, let's fill that Senate seat. You think they want Gaetz in the Senate? They're going to have to make a decision. And this is going to be very, very interesting how this all plays out, because I think no matter which way they go, they lose. They lose big. And I do believe Trump, he's already prepared for this. He knows that he's going to have a alternate just in case. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting. And again, he can always go around all of this. And I do believe this is why he endorsed Johnson once again, because he can always go back to the Constitution and just adjourn the Senate. Mike Johnson can adjourn the House. And all of a sudden, the Senate is in recess. All of a sudden, Trump can do the appointments. Appointment, 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 appointment. Just like Barack Obama. He already set the precedent, and they're not going to have a leg to stand on. What are they going to do? Argue? Oh, wait, he can't do that? Obama already did it 32 times. Game over with that right there. Very, very interesting. But you can see that the deep state players, they're going to use the wrap-up smear type campaign. Remember Nancy Pelosi with the whole thing? Yes, information is brought out in the mainstream media, the fake news. We get a hold of it, then we report on it, and then it goes back to the fake news. And it's a wrap-up smear campaign where everyone believes something's happening when it really isn't, because there's really no evidence. And already we could see the House Ethics Committee, they leaked the report to ABC News, which reports that a woman claims Matt Gaetz had sex with her while she was underage. Now, once again, where is the real evidence? Remember, this was all created out of thin air. And they're trying to say that she was 17 years old at the time. They're already doing that with Hegseth. Vanity Fair, they put out an article from anonymous sources transition sources. Someone leaked something out here. And it's a hit piece on Pete Hegseth, where they're claiming he committed sexual misconduct. Now, this is very, very interesting. And we know that they're going to attack all these individuals. Now, remember, these attacks only work if the Senate is confirming. If Trump is getting them in with recess appointments, this is all meaningless. But let's go back to Post 2360. This is October 6, 2018. And it points to the video of Nancy Pelosi talking about the Wrap Up Smear campaign. And it was deployed against Justice K. It was deployed against Trump. These people are truly, truly sick. And remember, don't believe anything until we have hard evidence. And most of this is all fake, phony, and false. DC Drano put this out on X and said, "We will soon find out which Republicans are patriots and which are rats, rhinos against Trump." I like that, DC. I like rats now. That's what we're going to call them. Great name. But think about it. Would Trump be doing any of this unless the deep state players decided to push their agenda? No, he wouldn't have been. Hans explains, if he didn't want Pete Hegseth to the Secretary of Defense, you shouldn't have had created a DEI military. If you didn't want Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General, you shouldn't have lied about Russia collusion. If you didn't want Tulsi Gabbard to be Director of National Intelligence, you shouldn't have written a fraudulent letter about Hunter Biden's laptop. If you didn't want Robert Kennedy to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, you shouldn't have covered up the origin of COVID. Boom. That is absolutely true. And the deep state players right now, with everything that's going on, with Matt Gaetz going on, with who's going to be the next FBI leader, you could see what needs to happen so we can have accountability. We need to clean out the DOJ. We need to clean out the FBI. And that reminds me of Post 1402. This is May 17, 2018. What had to happen first? Think logically. Think DOJ and FBI. Think cleaning. Puzzle coming together. We have reached our cruising altitude of 40,000 feet long ago. As we prepare to land, please fasten your seatbelt to make sure your seat back and folding trays are in the full upright position, because we are now coming for a landing and we're going to go after every single one of these people. They're going to fight back. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop it, but they are going to lose in the end. And I think Clandestine pretty much explains it. He says, here's why it'll be different this time around. In Trump's first term, he was extremely hamstrung by the corrupt mainstream media and the Mueller Russia hoax lingering over him. The public still largely believed the media at the time. Trump couldn't lift a finger without the Dems, mainstream media, losing their minds. And the public believed it. Trump couldn't fire anyone or do anything without the threat of being labeled a dictator or a Russian asset. It was a near impossible environment to implement his policy because the deep state had a complete monopoly on public perception. Not anymore. This time around, Trump no longer has the Mueller investigation lingering over him. He is now the single most vetted man in the world history, and they found nothing on him. Also, now that the corporate media have also lost all credibility and lost control of the public perception, their cries of dictator will fall on deaf ears. They cried wolf too many times. In addition, with Trump's convincing and historic victory, he has the mandate of the people to implement the MAGA agenda, and he has a better, much better cast of people around him. And thanks to Elon purchasing X, the people are far more awake. They see what's going on. My point is that Trump's position this time around is exponentially better than last time. The environment is more suitable for him to actually do what needs to be done without the threat of public being riled into a violent frenzy by the Dems and their corporate media lapdogs. Now that the mainstream media is dead and their mind control no longer works, Trump can comfortably carry out his term without having to walk on eggshells or worry about backlash. The stars have aligned. Trump has control of all three branches, the optics, the political ammunition, the precedent, public approval, everything. It's now or never. And that's absolutely true. He set it up where now he has the people behind him. The people are awake. The people can think logically. And the people will be behind him every step of the way. Even when the deep state attacks him, the people will say, we don't believe. We still back him. Think about what he went through when he was running for the president. All the indictments, everything. Go all the way back to 2016. The people were behind him every step of the way, and everything that they did didn't work. And I do believe Because of this, we can now overcome anything the deep state throws at us, or throws at him, because he's the one that's leading the charge. And I think in the end, we the people, along with Trump, we are going to win. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.